Dots. I'm Dr. Latif Fed. I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode. Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode with the Money Coach, Money Fit MD. How are you guys doing? For those that are joining us for the first time, I'm so incredibly glad you're here. I'm so glad that you're choosing to spend time with us this way. I love, love, love that you found us. We've been waiting for you. Where the heck have you been? Anyways, I'm glad you're here. The complete reason why I do this whole podcast thing is I want you to have money. And I want you to have money from the inside out. I want you to build wealth from the inside out. I want you to build the life, the practice that you love and enjoy. Because I am freaking tired of physicians burning out in medicine. I'm freaking tired of us not being well. I'm freaking tired of us living paycheck to paycheck. And I can sit down on the sideline and be upset about it, or I can jump in and do something about it. So my podcast is kind of like my love project to you as my way of helping us change the future of medicine, because there is a movement that's going on right now, and it's the movement of change. Because if you've learned anything at all in medicine, there's a lot of stuff that we need to fix, right? And the way we do that is by starting here. The way we do that is by doing what we're doing today. So I am so glad that you tuned in. Listen to all the episodes. Feel free to start from here. Start from episode one. My goal is that every single woman physician will have the tools that they need to be financially successful. Not when they're 100 years old, not when they're 75 years old, but I want you to be well now. I want you to have money now. I want you to live well and practice medicine in a way that is well now. And for my non-physician audience, I love you guys. By the way, I may have a treat coming up for you in future. Just stay tuned, stay subscribed, stay sharing, stay listening. I want all of us to be well. Okay. So we've been doing this, I guess you would call it a mini series or a series about relationship with stuff. So we've talked about our relationship with money. We've talked about our relationship with ourselves. And then this last part is our relationship with others. Okay. And the reason why this is happening and the reason why I'm having this conversation with you is because the whole idea of having money does not happen in a vacuum. It happens as a result of our relationship with other people. And other people may be your family. Other people may be the medical education system. Other people may be your spouse or significant other. Other people may be like your co-workers at work, maybe people from your past. Like it is whatever relationship you have that is external to you. It may also be with your children. So the key is the stuff that you learn in here, I want you to extrapolate it and use it however you need to use in a way that builds wealth, in a way that moves you forward and helps you achieve the goals that you want to achieve. You got me? You got me? All right. I'm super excited to be here. So here's the deal. When it comes to our relationships, as you may have heard in the other episode, it's our thoughts about things, right? Our thoughts about money, our thoughts about ourselves, and now it's our thoughts about others. Well, the thoughts we have about others definitely affects how we think about our finances and how we're able to build wealth. So for example, if you've believed that the systems that exist are the all-knowing, the final say, to be trusted, to not be questioned, they are the sovereign power when it comes to all things money and finances, you can see how you may be trying to fit into a box that was not made with you in mind, right? So if you think that a financial advisor is the only person that can know about money, and God forbid you know how to have money, or your spouse, like your thoughts about other people relative to your thoughts about yourself is important. This affects not just the way we invest, not just the way we spend, but also the way we respond to external stimulus. So for example, if you're asking for a raise at work, if you're asking, like, your thoughts about your boss is going to affect how you show up. your thoughts about your patient affects your relationship with your patient, affects how you show up. If you're like, okay, this is the person that's standing in between me and my chart, you're not going to be looking at them in the face. If you're like, this is the person that's standing between me and going to pick up my kids, you're going to seem hurried. And even though you spend the same amount of time, you are not going to get the results that you want, which is a patient that is well, that's taking the tips that you're sharing with them, and a patient that appreciates your time. And also you've been able to get out knowing that you did everything you could about that day, right? So our relationship with ourselves affects everything. And in fact, I honestly think that our relationship with our patients is being injured by our thoughts and the things that there is evidence, like insurance companies have affected our relationships, admin staff that may not be supportive and maybe, you know, taking all the time that we actually should be spending with our patients, but having us spend on like useless stuff, if that is the case for you, that can also be affecting your relationship with your patients. But also now your thoughts, right? Because all those things are external to you. And then you take that and you use it to determine your thoughts about circumstances. So if your thought is, okay, I need to see this patient in 10 minutes and I need to get it out, right? Or if your thought could be more grounded, right? More even. And it's like, okay, I have 10 minutes and that's a lot of time. And we're going to, it just gives you this luxury of time. And at the end of the day, you don't even spend more than that time. And it's just a different experience for you and for your patients. And I'm not saying this as someone that has it perfected. I'm not saying this as like an admin staff that's like, you know, lording their power that they don't even have over you. I'm saying this as someone that calls myself out all the freaking time. And when I go back to that space of groundedness where I'm like, okay, we're on the same side. We're on the same team. They're humans with a brain that has its own limiting beliefs. They have their own drama. They have their own fear. It just helps me show up differently and it helps the interaction show up differently. Okay, so that's just a bonus that you can take and extrapolate that into your relationship with your patients. However, for this, we're talking about relationships that affect your finances. I mean, honestly, that does affect your finances too. But I know y'all are like incredibly smart and you will take this and blow it up and make it apply to whatever setting it needs to be applied to in your life. Okay, so there are five things that I wanted to share with us today about this relationship and thoughts about others. The first part of it is boundaries. I know, like what? The B word. Boundaries, right? Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Boundaries are so important. Boundaries are so important, guys. And when I talk about boundaries, this is about like financial boundaries in terms of like when to give or not give, when to borrow people or not borrow people, when to, and also time boundaries, where you're spending your time, how you choosing to spend your time. Are you like a, you know, free for all where everybody just thinks they can walk over your schedule, like whatever, whatever, like what are your boundaries, right? And I tell people that, you know, boundaries get a lot of negative rep. Boundaries can be perceived as being selfish or self-centered. However, here's what I'm going to question and ask you about. If you are not well, if you are running, letting yourself be run over, run to the ground, grind up, walked over, of what value is that to you? And of what value is that to the people that you love? For me, I choose to think that boundaries is the biggest act of self-love. Boundaries is the best act of self-compassion. And I know that when I practice self-love, it is great for me and it is great for the people that I want to love, serve in future. And that includes myself. So boundaries may be the biggest act of self-love that you may ever give. And that is boundaries with your time, boundaries with your resources, boundaries with whatever, whatever it is, boundaries with your patients. Like, are you someone that is easily accessible for everybody every single day of the week, including in the middle of the night? Like, we need to set boundaries, right? And everybody gets to choose theirs. It's like playing checkers or chess. You choose yours, they choose yours. And having boundaries that is different from others is not a bad thing. It's everybody choosing what they have chosen and what they think is what exactly they need. So your boundaries may be different from what the other person wants or needs. And the fact that it's different does not mean it's bad, right? Different is okay. You can choose to respect them and choose to love them with their different boundaries. This is what I'm going to do the next time you ask me for money. This is what I'm going to do the next time you whatever, whatever. Like, you get to choose and they get to choose. And Your boundaries can be fluid. It changes with the systems or the seasons in your life. The fact that you are like, you know, anybody can come to my house at whatever time and they can open my refrigerator and eat whatever they want 10 years ago doesn't mean that's what you have to be now. And the same applies with your spouse. Your boundaries, you need boundaries. Your spouse needs boundaries, right? I need 8 hours of sleep. Your spouse may not need that. They may need 4 hours of sleep. God bless them. You choose what you need. They choose what you need. And out of mutual respect, you both can have that. Right. The same thing is when it comes to money with your spouse. Is like, what are the boundaries that we're setting for ourselves? Are we, is everybody able to spend whatever amount of money everybody wants to spend? Or are we choosing to say that if we are spending over this amount, we have to have a mutual, respectful conversation about it, right? Meaning that if we, you know, maybe, you know, if we spend more than $5,000, we have to talk about it. If we spend more than $1,000, we have to talk about, like, you both get to decide your boundaries. And that is something that can improve. That is something that can evolve. That is something that has to be respected. Okay. So that's number one. The number two is the power of no. Yep. No is a full sentence, complete sentence with a full stop. No. No, I cannot take that extra shift. No, I cannot work that thing without getting a proper pay. No, I'm not going to show up tomorrow if you're not going to be respectful of the boundaries that I've set. No, we're not going to be charting after hours. No, the power of no. Just like boundaries, no can be one of the biggest steps and acts of self-love. Okay, so that's number two. Number three is self-sovereignty. It's respecting each person, including yourself. Like, I am powerful. They are powerful. I am not more powerful than they are, right? I get to understand that the decisions that I've made are powerful in my own light, and they get to do that as well. It's respecting the art of self-sovereignty. It's respecting the fact that I am powerful. My children, they may be young, but they have their own power. My spouse has theirs. My patients have theirs. Everybody has this, and we all get to choose their boundaries without guilt, right? Without shaming, without judgment, because all of those are the results of a bunch of shoulds that are the results of our past. Okay. So self-sovereignty is so important, right? I totally believe that the fact that someone is different from me doesn't mean that they're less valuable, they're less important, or their words have less power. Self-sovereignty, y'all, you are a powerful being. I am a powerful being. All this stuff affects our finances. All right, y'all. All right. So number four is staying in your own mental lane. Oh my goodness. This one has been a big one for me. And the reason why this is important is this is the ultimate sign that you need to stay in your own mental lane. When you start to think of what others will think, even though you're not others, you're already right there crossing that boundary and crossing that mental lane. Right? When I'm like, okay, if I negotiate, this is what they're going to say. This is what they're going to think. They're going to think. And most times when we're crossing that mental lane, we're usually not doing it for the positive. We're usually doing it for the negative. If I say this, they're going to think I'm a horrible person that should never have been practicing medicine in the first place. If I do this, they're going to think that negative thing about me. Like, we are crossing lines, y'all. Like, mental lane, stay in your mental lane. Your thoughts are the results of your thoughts. Their thoughts are the result of their thoughts. You let them have their power to their thoughts. That is the most loving thing you can do. In fact, I tell myself sometimes the best and kindest thing I can do is respect people, love people enough to let them be wrong about me. Yes. Let them be wrong about you. Right? I tell my kids all the time, everyone cannot love you. You're not plantain chips. And they're like, mommy, not everybody loves plantain chips. It's really funny, right? So stay in your own mental lane. You get to choose your thoughts. They get to choose their thoughts. In the Money Fit MD School, I teach my women how to use this module, this sort of like this coaching tool that I use. And if you're not in there yet, get yourself in there, because I want you to learn it, because it literally is going to change your money and your life. And what I tell people is my thoughts are the results of my own modules. their thoughts are the result of their own modules and they get to choose it, right? My modules works for my life, creates a world that I want to see, and theirs does the same too. And I need to learn to respect that. I need to stay in my own mental lane and not cross into their own sovereignty and not cross into their own lane and cross their boundaries that they have set for themselves. I get to choose mine. You get to choose yours. So everyone, stay in your mental lane. You get to choose your thoughts. Don't assume the worst of what everybody is going to think about you. Well, I mean, in fact, I'll tell you guys, because you're my people, right? I was, you know, I post stuff on social media because I'm all about, you know, calling us out lovingly and making us take the steps and moves that's going to create the world that we want to see. Because I want you all to have money in your pocket. I want you to be well. That's why I do everything that I do on this podcast. That's why I do the stuff in MoneyFit MD. That is why I do what I do, right? And the thing is this. Sometimes I'm about to post something and I'm like, this is going to make people feel uncomfortable. And they're going to think that Latifah sucks. And how can she care about her patients when she is writing this about physicians and physician empowerment? I know my brain is like crazy, just like y'all. Our brains be like throwing crap out all the time, right? And what I have to remind myself is this. I don't know what they think. Yes, I may have known what the thought later, but unless they tell me with their words, I'm assuming. And if I can think that they're going to have judgmental thoughts about me, then I can think that they're also like giving a high five, saying, go Latifah, go Latifah. Because whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, we all are delusional. And you get to pick your own delusion. Your delusion may be hurting you and preventing you from having money, maybe preventing you from showing up as yourself, from taking up your space, from asking payment for the value that you're giving. Why don't you change the story and choose a different thought that's going to help you create the result that you want to see? And until they say it with their words, I'm just hallucinating and being delusional anyway. I might as well choose like they're like in favor of me. They're saying that, Latifah, thank you for being an example of what's possible. Thank you for empowering women physicians, because we know that when women have money, it's a great thing. Like those are all thoughts that I choose. And you get to choose that by standing in your own freaking mental lane. All right. You're good. You're good. You're good. All right. Fabulous. I want to hear it. Send me a message. I want to hear all about it. Send me a message, moneyfeedmd@gmail.com. Leave us a review on iTunes. Go check it out. 5 stars. I love seeing those 5 stars. Like, I want to hear from you because I want to know that you love and are putting this stuff that you're learning into action. Okay. And then the last one is find your people. Find your people. Like, guys, this is what was missing in my life years ago. And that is like the real reason why I created MoneyFit MD Money School. It's a space for women physicians that want to do great things, that want to live life now on their terms now without sacrificing their future. We don't want to like struggle forever just to wait until we're 75, because only God knows who's going to be alive till then. I hope you are, but nothing is guaranteed. Like, but I also don't want us to live life now only and then end up in a life and go, oh my goodness, I'm broke. What the heck am I going to do? I want us to live life now and later. And I want us to do that in an environment that is supportive, that is kind, that is loving, that normalizes the whole human experience, including like this issue's hard, right? So find your people, find your community. This could be personal, could be professional, could be your mom squad, could be your business or entrepreneurship, could be your real estate squad, your mentorship squad, your money squad, your coaching squad. That is why I'm here. That is why I've created this. And if you're like, oh, Latifah, it is lonely. The people around me are not, you know, they don't get me when it comes to money. They think I should be happy with what I have. They think I already have enough. They're wondering why a physician could also want to have money. Like, listen, yo, if you don't have your squad, it's because you're choosing not to have your squad. Because I've literally created that for you and I've priced it in a way that's the most cost-effective thing. Like, you literally pay once and you're there forever, for as long as you want. Yes. Right? For as long as it exists, you will not find a better deal for the stuff that you get in. And it's also the most time-effective because, yo, I don't have time. I know your time is limited too, because you're a busy woman physician. So you don't have time to sit down and hear about crap all day. You want it given to you like it's hot. You want it given it to you like it's efficient, and you want it like pure gold with all the junk stripped out, because you'd rather be sitting down in your hammock chilling than wasting time learning like useless stuff. that's how I feel about my time too. It's golden. It's a privilege. It's the freedom that I have to choose. And that is what I've created for you guys in the Money Fit MD Money School for Badass Women Physicians. So hopefully this has been good for you. I want you to sit down. I want you to think about how you're going to change as a result of this conversation you've heard today, right? Because I just imagine a world where you and I, we have boundaries. We're respecting our own and owning the power of our no. We're respecting the power of our own self-sovereignty and their self-sovereignty. We're staying in our own mental lane and we're finding a community of badass women physicians just like us, high-fiving each other. It is what I've created here for you and I cannot wait to meet you. Okay, so check it out. It's the Money Fit MD School. Money School for Badass Women Physicians. You can check it out by going to moneyfitmd.com/MSB. There is a link in the show notes. So I don't want you to get lost. We don't want you wasting time running around the internet. No, we put it there for you. Come in, check it out, sign up. I cannot wait to meet you. And with the group, you get twice a month coaching indefinitely for as long as the program exists. And we are all up in the group messaging, asking questions, helping you move, helping you shift, and helping you create the financial life that you want. Okay. That's what it's about. I'm here for you and I am 100% committed to your success. So be sure to check us out and I will see you in the next episode. And again, thank you so much for spending your time with me. Your time is valuable. So is mine. And I love it when we both agree to spend it together. All right. Thank you and bye-bye. If you have loved this episode, I would love it if you can head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It helps us get this content to more women physicians. This is a money revolution, and I'm so glad that you're a part of it. Thank you for listening.